Time to recap March McCook School Board of Education meeting. That means Superintendent of Schools Grant Norgaard is in the hot seat right across the way from me. How are you doing, sir?
Doing well. Thank you, Rich.
Seems like we just did February like last week.
Well, it wasn't that long ago.
It was
a short month and early board meeting, so it went pretty quick.
March, April, and May, the days are counting down.
Let's not talk about
okay.
It's depressing.
You're not ready for
school
year.
We've got time left. That's the good thing.
You don't want school year to end yet, do you?
No, we have a lot to do.
Yeah. Lots going on.
There's a lot left to do.
Yeah. So. When I got the notice from Mr. Borland on the getting ready for next year and getting all the parents at kindergarten orientation,
the
stuff like
roundup,
that.
Roundup, yes.
Then
yes.
You know we're getting close.
Yeah, it's getting close, but we still have some time, thank goodness.
Let's get to the agenda from last night. We'll start first, reports, communications, public participation.
Did not have any public participation last night, but we did have a presentation that was given by our elementary and junior high art teacher, Mrs. Deb Goodenberger. This is Art Month, and so annually, Mrs. Goodenberger likes to display the students' work from across or from the schools where she teaches. And so she brought in artwork for the students, also talked about artwork that was submitted to be displayed in the Rotunda in Lincoln. And that was really exciting. It was great to see her work. And she talked quite a bit at length about the different projects that the kids have been working on and pulled out specific pieces of art and spoke to the art and what the process that each of the students had gone through to develop that piece of art. And so it was really neat to see that work. And it was great to hear those stories behind how the kids came up with these creative ideas on how to display a thought or something they were really interested in. And there was all different types of mode of art. There was, pencil drawings, there were obviously paint, but they had clay, they had construction. And so there was quite a bit of different work. And also there was another, we had Violet Stevens was in the room. Mrs. Goodenberger shared some work that the state had done. I think it's the Mona or something like that. And sorry, I don't know exactly what that is, but they have a big art piece that was that had pictures made by students from around the state. One piece of art from each county from the state of Nebraska, and they put all these works of art together to create sort of a collage or mosaic of Nebraska using each of these arts. And Violet Stevens did a piece of art that was included with this state of Nebraska, this whole work of that is the state of Nebraska. And hers really focused on things about Red Willow County, since she was representing Red Willow County, like the prairie chicken, the dogwood trees. And it was a beautiful piece of work, and we really appreciate Violet's being the work she put into that, and we're really proud of her for having that become part of that larger art piece that will be displayed permanently at the Mona. So really exciting to see that our kids are being recognized for their work and that they did Mrs. Goodenberger's doing a great job working with her kids. And we have a lot of talent out there. And so at the high school as well, Mrs. Peterman's kids do an amazing job. If you ever go through our hallways, they do have an art display right across from my office, actually, in the high school, and just some of the work that they do, you're just like, oh my goodness, that looks professional. And maybe someday they are going to be professionals, but it's just such depth of talent. It's quite impressive.
Student board member report after that?
Yeah, we had Kyson Barger report about the last months and what's coming up. Blood drive was yesterday at the high school, which is a great event for the blood banks. We have ACT prep is underway. Maybe not everyone knows out there, but annually all the students in the state of Nebraska in their junior year take the ACT. And that's used as sort of a state assessment. It's twofold, right? It's a state assessment to measure academic prowess, and it's also an opportunity for a kid to get their ACT score for free, at least one of their attempts that they can submit to college or to other schools for attendance. Talks about prom is coming up, and student council and students are in preparation for that event. Prom will be on Saturday, April 5th, and so not too far away. Mm-hmm. It's also the day for the state Destination Imagination competition, so I know we're having to work out some details there, making sure our high school kids can get back to McCook in time to get, you know, prepared for the prom night. You know, girls like to get, you know, the dress and all that. It takes a little bit longer than the guys.
All day process. You've had a daughter. I've had a daughter. All day.
It is an all day process. As a guy, I could have thrown my tux on the van on the way back.
5 minutes. Give us guys 5 minutes. We're good.
But the girls and they absolutely deserve. So we're working out the details on how to get them back to town in time to get ready for prom. We have spring sports are underway, and that's exciting as our winter sports have come to a finish here in McCook. We also have FFA is at NCTA today, and we have a long week, all week we have an art show at the college, and so, and then also one more, the spring play will be Alice in Wonderland, and I'm looking for, that's going to be great, that's going to be great, looking forward to that. So that was Kyson's report to the Board of Education.
Next up, approval of consent agenda, minutes, financials, approval of expenditures payroll for February 2025.
Everything went smoothly.
Reports from staff members and committees.
Did have one committee report. We had the finance committee meet, and the focus of that meeting, it was kind of twofold. One, the YMCA, you know, we're in a relationship and a partnership with the YMCA with their current project for use of their facilities. We're going to build a parking lot partially on their property and on our property as well that will be accessible by YMCA members and also accessible to folks who are going to our track meets and tennis meets. So we're in the process of working through that still. We're actually, I believe today, we're going to be opening some bids on that work later this afternoon with W Design, who is the engineer behind that project. So we're going to be doing that. So just an update on where we are in that process and what we're looking at doing. And then also some discussion concerning the bond for the junior high. As you know, we've kind of started to look at that again. One of the things that we talked about last night a little bit and then with our committee meeting was about a survey that's going to go out. So folks, you might be getting a phone call and it's from a strange number. Please answer it and give those folks your honest opinion of what you think, how you feel about a bond issue or what that bond issue would look like. And I think there's some there'll be questions in there about affordability, those types of things, and just answer those honestly so we know what to do moving forward to give our board some guidance on decision making. And then that's kind of what the finance committee talked about.
Administrators' written reports as well?
That's just something to the board. I don't really have just the comments concerning boards. The next thing would be my report to the Board of Education. And what I took some time visiting a little bit about this last week, we had an external team visit McCook Public Schools. And the external team focuses, it's a group of educators from across the state that come in and look at your processes. They look at your school improvement goals. They look at your strategic or your master plan goals for your district from the board level. They go into classrooms. I think they spent, I wish I had the number down. They spent almost 100 hours in classrooms watching teachers teach. They engaged in conversations with community members. Each building had a panel of parents that came in and discussed, and just community members at large, too, that came in and answered questions from the external team. We had students visit at each building with the external team. And of course, teachers visited with them, as well as administrators and board members. And so this external team comes in and they just kind of do a full-fledged evaluation of what we're doing here in McCook. And so last night, I presented to the Board of Education the external team presentation or the results of the external team's exit presentation. So I just went over some highlights with the board. And I started off with the commendations. So McCook Public Schools, and I'll just read some of these off. McCook Public Schools demonstrates, and this is coming from the external team, what they presented to the board members that were there, to staff that were there, and the administration team that was there. McCook Public Schools demonstrates visionary leadership and a strong commitment to student learning through a well-defined instructional program. They have a focus on community support. District activities work towards its goal through a comprehensive instructional program approach. That's kind of our school improvement goal, which is, I know, a little bit abstract for the layman, but it's just about that our goal is about developing quality curriculum, developing quality assessments, making sure we have quality professional development and interventions, and we do it in a collaborative process. So that's kind of our goal. They were impressed with that. They talked about the Board of Education, the community members to support and optimize school opportunities. They talked about some documents that we have internally that the community has access to, but they're really not, they're boring. So like our MIOSD, which is a McCook Instructional Operations and Systems document, our Grow, Learn, Inspire documents. There are documents that talk about what we do in McCook Public Schools, and they were really impressed with this documentation because it's kind of it is literally an instructional manual. For teachers, when they come into the district, that first 4 or 5 days, our new teachers, we just work with them directly before the rest of the staff comes on. And these are the types of things we go over. How do we how do we develop curriculum here locally? How do we develop our assessments? How do we collaborate together? So we have documents that kind of guide our staff, our new staff and current staff through those processes. They also talked about instructional excellence and support for students. In McCook, we have a well-established instructional model that prioritizes continuous improvement in teaching and learning for all students. We have two-way partnership between the district and community contribute to student success, and all students, regardless of performance levels, receive appropriate support and are held to high expectations. They also commented on a positive learning environment. When they discussed with students, students recognized their own academic growth through challenging learning experiences. Parents appreciated confidence and support in teachers that the teachers provide for their students, and they believe the district fostered a safe and responsive environment for students with diverse needs. The external team recommendations so one of the things the external team also does is gives us recommendations. And so one of the things that they wanted us to do is to adopt the state of Nebraska's new school improvement process. So the school improvement process is sort of a 5-year process. Every 5 years, you go through this cycle. This is year 5, and that's why the external team came in and visited our school districts. So next year is year 1. And so between year 1 and year 5 in this round, they changed their school improvement process. Well, we had already started our process, so we had decided here locally we're going to continue on the process that we're currently on, and then we'll discuss changing once this process is over. So next year, we'll probably be looking at changing to the new school improvement process. That will be a school improvement team discussion. But I could see that we would probably listen to that recommendation and adopt the new method for school improvement. They also talked about aligning with the Department of Education's resources and processes as they become available. So that's something and that's a decision that's, again, made at the team level. They wanted us to enhance identified district operations. So one of the things they talked about was formalizing the onboarding process for new employees to ensure smooth transition as turnover occurs. And I think we have a really solid process, but there must have been something along the way that they thought, well, maybe that could be something that could improve. So when we have new teachers come on board, I actually just spoke about it a little bit. We do have a process that we go through to help get them ready for working in McCook Public Schools as a new employee. So they think that there's a possibility we can improve that. They talked about continuing to strengthen public communications to maintain transparency and engagement and enhance collaboration between buildings and among educators to improve instructional consistency and effectiveness. And that can be, we do take some efforts to address that, but that can be a difficult thing. So it's something that we really need to look at. So all these recommendations we'll be looking at as a school improvement team and saying, okay, here's some ways that we can really improve our system or some recommendations. Let's discuss these and create plans of action to address them so that moving forward, these weaknesses cannot be identified. And so that was kind of wrapped up the external team visit presentation. One of the things, some of the board members and administrators commented on that presentation, and it was a very positive review. I had a chance to talk with Jeff McQuiston, who was the lead on the external team and also one of the members. They are very, very complimentary of McCook Public Schools. and the work that we do. They had made comments, several of the members of the team made comments of taking things that we do here back to their home school districts because they really, especially like our MIOSD, just having a formalized document that explains our processes and procedures in McCook. A lot of schools don't have that. While many do, some don't. And that's something that, that many schools that came and visited wanted to take back to their own school districts. They also said we're very complimentary of the community of McCook. They, you know, meeting with obviously they met with community members, but they also had a chance to come and visit our community, and they were very impressed with McCook as a community. And in fact, they didn't realize how nice McCook was. So I thought that was nice and a compliment to our community. We have great folks. We have a great community here. And when we get people down here to check it out, they really can see how good McCook, how quality of a place McCook is. Then I talked about, after that, I talked about community survey focused on the bond. I kind of just talked about that a second ago. But we're going to have a survey that goes out. Please answer those patrons. Please answer those phone messages give your responses to them so we can collect really good data that the board can then look at and use to consider moving forward. I also talked about English language arts, materials, adoption, purchase. Every content area is in a cycle for materials purchases, and in McCook we have a 7-year cycle, and so what that means is every 7 years a content area comes up for selection. This year, the 7th year is ELA, so since the beginning of the year, Mr. Bednar and a group of collaborative teachers have been looking at English language arts materials, and the bulk of this purchase is at our elementary schools. So they really have spent a lot of time looking at the different reading basals, instructional basals for teaching reading. And they've done a great job of whittling out some of the ones that just don't match McCook and finding those reading instructional materials that are really high quality. You know, great reading instruction has a lot of reading in it. We do a lot of, phonics, phonemic awareness, phonemes, those types of things. It's the way that you and I were taught how to read, Rich, and so those are the processes that we look for in a reading basal. The ones that we're looking at are also identified as meeting the requirements for the science of reading, which is kind of a stamp of approval from reading gurus that these are quality products. The problem is that these are very expensive materials, and so every 7 years, ELA is always the most expensive purchase that we make. This year is even considerably more expensive than the purchase we made 7 years ago, and I suppose that makes sense considering the inflation that we've experienced. But it seems like it's kind of outpaced inflation just a bit. So we are having some discussions with those companies that sell those materials and trying to work on a price that's more affordable. They came in really, really, really high, much higher than we had anticipated. We've knocked those prices down considerably, but we feel like there still should be some wiggle room there to get these prices down, knocked down a little bit more. So if not, we might have to create maybe a 2-year cycle adoption process, but we'll see. Hopefully we can just purchase it all, have all our staff trained at one time, get all those materials into the classrooms at one time, and that would be the best case scenario. But I wanted to prepare the board for that action item coming up either next month or in May. And so no matter what it is, there'll be a high price tag with that. But it's coming in one of those 2 months. And then we had Mr. Groh. Oh, and also I talked a little bit about a Washington trip. I am going to be meeting with some policymakers in Washington, D.C., along with Brad Hayes and Mike Langan. We're going to be talking about education. We're going to be at the Department of Education, visiting with the Federal Department of Education, which is kind of strange because I don't know what that's going to look like right now.
Right.
But
right.
We have to take this chance to impact policy. I think we're sitting maybe in a unique period of time when voices from places like McCook and Nebraska can have an impact on policy. And I think that there are things that we can do I think there's changes that can be made that would be beneficial for students in our state and, to be honest with you, across the nation. And, of course, the goal is always high quality high impact education. And I think there's some things that I'm not saying that I want, edicts coming out from Washington, D.C., but maybe the design of frameworks that provide guidance to states on how to implement quality educational programming for all kids that is rigorous and takes kids into, develops students' critical thinking and conceptual thinking skills. And so over the last couple of decades, we've probably gotten pretty good in a lot of schools at rote memorization or just memorization. But maybe I think in some areas we haven't done as good of a job developing critical thinking skills. And I think there's a framework that can be put into place for schools across the different states that would enable, which would empower teachers to focus on developing those skill sets. And so if you think about if you have the ability to solve problems or to create using knowledge that you currently have to create something new or transfer that knowledge to a new application. Those are the skill sets that really all of our students are going to benefit from in the work environment, in the armed services and in college. And so, we're going to take our shot at seeing if we can have some influence over them. And so I shared a little bit of that with them last night. And then they also received a membership guide from the School Boards Association. Then I go down to the business managers. General Fund is still on course for the year. Mr. Gross talked about a conversation that he had with me when we found out we were only going to be cut $157,000 in state aid, and we were both excited by a smaller cut because we were fearful that those dollars would be more significantly cut. Don't get me wrong, we're not happy to ever receive a cut in state aid because we know that ends up in being higher requests from local property owners. But there was the danger of seeing more significant cuts to schools across the state, especially when you're going into at one time we heard there was going to be a $430 million deficit at the state level. So at $157,000, not great, but sure a lot better than we were thinking it might be. There's a school finance meeting on March 27th for school staff that are in the business offices and also board members. And so he made an invitation for board members to attend that with him. Central Elementary School has not had its gym floor sanded down to the wood and repainted, basically since it was put in. And so over the last couple of weeks, that has been done. And thank goodness we were blessed with some nice weather, so it worked out really well timing-wise. And the floor looks amazing. So if you've been in Central a month ago and you saw that dark orange, almost brownish gym floor, it now looks like maple again. And it looks really, really good. And now the floor is set up to take us another 20, 30, 40 years into the future and look really sharp, at least for a lot of that time period.
I saw pictures of it last night. Yeah. Somebody posted it. It looks really, really, really nice.
Really nice. Yeah. And we also had he also shared a little bit about the YMCA construction is starting up. Again, we are part of that project in collaboration with them. They're obviously doing the mass bulk of that project, but we have that parking lot that we're working on them with. And then that was Mr. Gross's the business manager's report. Follow that with board member comments. Mr. Hayes commented on the membership guidebook that was at everyone's seat, and that was the only board member comment from last night.
Any resignations?
We did not have any resignations last night.
All right. Approving the 25-26 school calendar.
Yes, we did have that last night, and I'm going to pull that up really quick. Oh, God, I have it here. So, I presented this initially to the board in February, and the comments that I made then are the same. This calendar looks very, very similar to the next year's calendar looks very, very similar to this year's calendar. And so students on the 25-26 school calendar start on the 14th. I believe they start on the 14th this year. And Christmas break is it's basically identical to what we had this year. With this last student day, it's going to be the 19th, which numerically might be different. But that the length is the same length of time, and students return on January 5th.
So you are going to give them a Christmas break this year?
Yeah, unfortunately.
I'm kidding.
Unfortunately, no.
Always tease Mr. Norgard every year. It's like, we don't need a Christmas break.
It's just so long. No, anyway, and it, you know, I looked at next year's calendar too. I'm like, oof, these are long. This is a 3-year period with some long Christmas breaks. But that some people apparently like that.
I don't know. The Christmas break. They
I'm not sure our parents do, but I think the kids and some of our staff do.
Exactly.
And then with the graduation on the 8th of May, and then. Students' last day will be the 19th of May, which is, I think, what it would have been this year, but we had a little issue with the calendar. So it really should be the exact, I think, the same day release that would have been here traditionally. So very similar calendar this year, very few. I don't know that we really made any changes to it other than just, you know, instead of a Wednesday as a start date in August, it's going to be a Tuesday or a Thursday. And so it'll be a 2-day start to the year. And then we'll release on a Tuesday next year, the 19th. So, and that's the school. And it was approved last night.
Approval of the district-wide surplus sale.
Yeah, this is something that we like to do annually. Well, some years we don't have a surplus sale if we don't have the items or enough items. We have desks. Obviously, we always have some desks because we like to replace those on a bit of a rotation. And we also have some lunch. I asked for some unique things, and one of the unique things that was commented to me was that we have some tables from the lunchrooms. And so those are different kinds of tables. But, you know, some folks really like those tables and they have specific purposes for them. So the board approved the surplus sale of these types of surplus items. Mr. Gross said he's going to try something a little bit different this year. And I'm not quite sure how it's going to work. But when that time comes, we'll do some advertising. And I believe there's going to be an online sale first to get rid of some of those items. And then maybe moving it to sort of that, you know, opening it up in the McCook Learning Center, which is the old armory, for folks to come in and peruse. And the reason for that is when you have a lot of items in there, it takes multiple days, really, for folks to come in and look. And it's just a lot of man or person power. And so we want to make sure that, you know, that we don't spend too many hours with our guys in there, you know, just observing and managing that. So we're going to try to limit it by opening it up on the internet, and we'll see how that goes. And so Mr. Gross will come out with some more information later on that surplus sale project.
We're already to positive comments.
Yeah, so we start with Kyson, student council. He was really impressed in their prom preparations, getting ready for that event. That's a big event. Obviously, we all remember prom. If we went, you know, some of us didn't get to go, couldn't find a date. Well, I'm just joking. And then Jesse talked about technology team who run the board and the gym, Mr. Vertrosky's group, and I think Landon Kamak, he was very much involved with putting together some of those videos, and he was just really impressed with that. Charlie talked about the audits. You know, we had this external team review. We've had audits. And he's just, you know, he's putting it all together. We've had really positive reviews. When we have folks come in and take a look at our systems and take a look at our processes, take a look at our books, we get really positive statements from the folks that do that work. Scott talked about the external team visit and the team of teachers who work in the school improvement process and his appreciation for their work. So everybody's involved with school improvement, but we have a school improvement team, which is 25 to 30 teachers and community members. And they have to put in extra work and extra time to go through that process. And so he appreciates that extra work that they put in. Talked about parent-teachers conferences going very, very well, and that he appreciated the communication and the opportunity to visit with staff. Also, the winter sports season was an excellent. Teams did a great job, and I know he commented on basketball. He commented on bowling and just some of the what he saw our kids, you know, working hard, you know, in some challenging environments, obviously. There's some great competition that we faced during the year, but our kids played hard, competed hard, lost a couple heartbreakers. But at the end of the day, we had a good season. We had good kids, and they did a good job. Amanda wanted to thank school personnel for the external team visit. Knows that there's a lot of work that goes into that process. Mike wanted to, again, also, Mike was able to attend that exit presentation. He said it was very, very positive. He really felt like they thought the district was a very forward-thinking school district. That has great scores. You know, one of the things that they go through is our academic scores. McCook Public Schools looks very good, especially when you compare us to the state and our peer schools. We do very, very well, and that obviously was something that impressed the external team, just the quality of the academic or the education the kids in McCook are receiving. And then also talked about wrestling, had lots of great moments, great momentum going into next year. We had lots of great moments this year, and we have a solid team. He's really excited about what it looks like for next year. Jeff wanted to thank the district for condolences to him and his family. He really appreciated all the love he's gotten from the folks across the district and across the community supporting him. And then Brad commented on the external review. Again, Brad was also at the presentation. Very positive comments. I don't know if it was Brad that said it, might have been Mike, or it was Scott. Scott was there. Scott was at the external review. Scott, I believe, said that they had to search to come up with recommendations. If you look at the recommendations, nothing. They really did have to search and find things, telling us that they'd like us to use the new school improvement framework versus the old framework. Well, I get that. That's not a bad recommendation, but that's a better recommendation than saying, you know, you got to fix your kids need to learn how to read, you know, or something like that. And I jest a little bit, but the recommendations could be, you know, could be serious. And I've been on some external review teams where I've gone to other school districts, and you know, schools had really tough battles that they were facing and had a lot of work to do. And so we're in a good spot, and the external team review process really showed us and was evidence of the quality of the education our kids get here and the quality of our teaching staff. And then I commented on Bison Days. We have folks across the district and the community that support us. Thank you so much. I know not everything goes perfect on Bison Days, but as a whole, Bison Days is a very impactful event for our kids. And we have a lot of students that develop new interests, both hobby-wise and career-wise, through that experience. We have kids that go out and visit an armory, or go out and visit a business in the community and make a decision, hey, I want to do this. I want to do this for a living. And that has happened. That does happen every year. And so I appreciate the community for the impact that they have on our kids. And also wanted to thank the school improvement team that has to get up multiple times early all year long to come into meetings where they have to listen to me drone on about school improvement and things we need to do. And so they work hard and they do a good job and they stay positive. And it is more work for them because then they go back to their buildings and have to lead those same discussions with the building level staff. So appreciate them and the communication and their dedication to our kids and to our school. And that is it.
That put a wrap on the March edition of the school board meeting.
That's correct. We're done.
April the 14th?
That's correct. April 14th.
Very good.
Yeah.
And we're counting the days down, April, May, and...
We still got time.
Still got time.
We're in a good spot. Okay. And we have a lot of testing coming up, unfortunately. Uh-huh. I'm not excited about that part, but it's a necessary evil to take the state assessments. We always do well. That's not it. It's just time out of the day to test versus, you know, reading, writing, and discussion and debate.
Your external team presentations, that got postponed because the weather was...
Yeah, it was. We actually lost some members to the original team, and so they kind of had to work really fast and put a different team together, but it was a good team, and they gave us some good information. So it was a week later than it should have been. Right.